This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Moving on to the Yeah, What Else Is New department, BlackBerry lost another big client today. The National Transportation Safety Board said it's going to dump its BlackBerries for iPhone 5s. Government clients had been strongholds for the company, so what can it mean when even the feds want to switch? Marketplace's Eve Troe has that story.
When President Obama began his first term, he famously clung to his BlackBerry. FBI agents and military higher-ups have been glued to theirs, too, says Eric Jackson at Iron Fire Capital.
The reason why they've done so well in the government agencies has been security.
BlackBerry phones are secure in part because they don't have tons of bells and whistles and apps. But you know that awful saying, good enough for government work? Well, now not even that.
Even in the government, people today want certain types of functionality that they haven't been able to get from the BlackBerry.
Government has stuck with BlackBerry this long, mostly out of habit, says Roger Kay at Endpoint Technologies.
It tends to hang on to technologies for longer and to be slower to adopt new ones.
So if agencies like the National Transportation Safety Board don't want to wait for the new BlackBerry, due out this January, that is a real bad sign. Plus, Kay says Apple and Google have stormed Capitol Hill without even really trying.
The employees bring in their own devices and say, I want to use this, the BYOD movement. Bring your own device.
Apple's iPad hurts, too. Government agencies already using the tablet may go with iPhones for compatibility. Ryan Kim at GigaOM says rumors about the BlackBerry manufacturer, RIM, don't help.
It's hard for a government agency to make a decision, say, we're going to definitely choose RIM, when some people are suggesting that it might not be around.
Around in the U.S., anyway. BlackBerry still has 80 million users worldwide. In some countries, like Nigeria and South Africa, it even remains a high-power status symbol. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.